on us, and we pray that God would bless us as we hear His word and receive His gifts this evening. A couple of words on our worship for this evening. Our opening hymn, as we heard in the prelude, number 895, "Now Thank We All Our God," will stand on the last verse of that hymn. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1. It's on page 151 and following. Worship insert for the evening. Readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. There's two options for the hymn of praise, and this evening we'll sing "This Is the Feast." This is the feast. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the blessings that you continue to shower down upon us. Heavenly Father, you give daily bread to all people, even unbelievers. Teach us tonight to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to give us life and life to the full. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hymn 895. Page 151. Page 151. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing the introit. Pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood
victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation. Blessing, honor, glory, and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, through whose kindness we have again received the fruits of the earth in their season, grant us ever to rejoice in your mercy, that neither prosperity nor adversity may drive us from your presence. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Continue with the readings.
The Old Testament reading for Thanksgiving is from Deuteronomy chapter 8. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual printed on your insert.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord.
epistle is from Philippians chapter 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Yet, it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Holy Gospel and Alleluia in verse. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated for the hymn of the day, number 785. We praise you, O God. Number 785.
Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. I would direct your attention to the cover of our bulletin, the text for our Thanksgiving worship, Psalm 100. Let's read that psalm together, shall we? Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it's Thanksgiving. I suppose the question should be, so, what are you thankful for this year? Isn't how it works? Isn't how it works in our families? Isn't how it works in our society? Isn't how it's supposed to work in our church? So what are you thankful for this year? It's not a bad question, but notice where the focus is when we ask that question. What? What things? What stuff? All too often, our focus, not only at Thanksgiving, but each and every day of our life, are on our things. Our health, our wealth, our country, our economy, our stuff, our possessions. And then we list off the things that we are thankful for. Our focus, once again, on the things, on the stuff. My friends, unless there is a giver, there cannot be a receiver. All too often, our Thanksgiving is nothing more than kind of a warped sense of karma. That's what's big in the world today, right? What goes around comes around. It's my turn. I earn it. I deserve it. And we end up being thankful for ourselves. We end up being thankful to ourselves. When you get a paycheck, you don't thank your boss. You've earned it. You deserve it. When you get a good grade on a test, you don't thank the teacher or professor. You've earned it. You deserve it. Far too often, our Thanksgiving is not really a Thanksgiving, but simply a recounting of the things that we deserve, that we earn. Thanks be for me. That's not the way our national day of Thanksgiving was intended. First, with President Washington making an official declaration of Thanksgiving, thanksgiving for the blessings that the nation enjoyed, but the focus was on a thanksgiving to God, the giver of all good gifts. After all, that was the focus of the traditional first Thanksgiving that we remember here in America. The pilgrims didn't give thanks to the Native Americans. The pilgrims gave thanks to God. Later on, when Abraham Lincoln issued the first Thanksgiving proclamation that really is what we are celebrating here today and tomorrow in our nation. The nation was in the middle of a civil war. People believed that they had little or nothing to be thankful for. And in that first proclamation, President Lincoln went on to talk about the blessings that we did have, even in the midst of the trials and tribulation and war. And the focus was on giving thanks to God, the great benefactor, the giver of all good gifts. My friends, that is lost in our country today. No, we're more consumed with Black Friday. And now we have Black November because you can't get all your shopping done in one day. We're more concerned about gluttony and excess with the Thanksgiving meal, the point spreads on the football games, than we are on giving thanks. Oh, sure, we have Giving Tuesday after Thanksgiving, but we do that mainly so we can get one more tax write-off before the end of the year. My friends, tonight, God's Word, Psalm 100, directs us to a proper, biblical, Christian theology of thanksgiving. You see, you can't really force somebody to give thanks. We try that with our kids all the time, don't we? Our kids get a gift or a present, birthday, Christmas, and moms and dads are so anxious and eager to teach the children to be thankful. What do you say now? Say thank you. There's a lot of good in that. But what about when that small child isn't thankful? They don't like the gift they've received. It's not what they want. Forcing thanksgiving doesn't work. It isn't God-pleasing. Nowhere in Scripture does God command you to be thankful. It's a byproduct. A byproduct of what, you may ask? Take a look at God's Word. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, Yahweh, King of kings, Lord of lords, the one who was and is to come. All the earth make that joyful noise. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with thanksgiving. Why? Because you know who the Lord is. He is God. Not your money, not your possessions, not your political party or affiliation. Not your hard work, not that unholy trinity of me, myself, and I. There is one God and one God alone, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What did this God do? It is He who made us, and we are His. We belong to God. We don't like to talk much about creation in the church for fear that the world outside of these walls will mock us. Oh, there's those Christians again. They actually believe that God made everything. Yes, we do. And shame on us for not acknowledging that we do. We belong to God. Why? Because He made us. Everything we see, everything we have, everything we are, a gift of God. A creator God who created the heavens and the earth. Everything we see, everything we own, everything we are. We are God's possession simply because He made us. He gave us life. He knit us together in our mother's womb. We are His and we belong to Him. If that was the only reason to give thanks, it would be enough. But there's so much more. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. We are His prized possession. We belong to Him. Like sheep belong to a shepherd. There's a lot of sheep shepherd imagery in Holy Scripture. The book of Isaiah, God talks about sheep. We're all sheep, right? We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Every one of us, each to his own way. We know it. We know it's true. We want to follow our own path. We want to listen to our own voice. We want to do what we want to do when we want to do it. Thanksgiving comes around, sure. Thank me for my hard work. Thank me for my great savings and investment plan. Thank me for all I am. Idols come in a variety of ways, and we are all masters at creating them. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each one of us to our own path. But the Lord has laid on Him, Jesus, the guilt, the iniquity of us all. You want to know about the giving nature of God? God, who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all. God, who loved us and gave His Son as our substitute, as the penalty and payment for our sins. This God, who gives us Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This Jesus who shed His blood for all of our sin, for all of our lack of faithfulness and thankfulness, for all of the times we have worshiped the gifts that God has given us instead of giving Him thanks for them, for all of the times our thankful hearts are non-existent. And again, gluttony and excess have become our gods. For all these sins and more, Christ Jesus has bled and died. He has marked our bill, paid in full. God gives, not because we earn it or deserve it, but because God is good. We don't talk much about the goodness of God, do we? God is good. The Scriptures declare it. When we think of good, we think of, slightly better than average, but not great. No, God is by nature good. When He looks at us, when He thinks of us, He has only good and goodness in mind. He wants the best for us. And He gives, and He gives, and He gives. What do? We receive. We take. God keeps giving and we keep taking. And that's okay with God. He even teaches us in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. God gives and He wants us to receive. He wants us to take. Luther teaches us in the Small Catechism that God gives daily bread to everyone, even evil people, even without our prayers. But we pray in this petition, that God would lead us to realize it and to give thanks to Him for our great blessings. That's what Thanksgiving is about, friends. To realize that what we have, who we are, the stuff we own, they're gifts. Gifts from a gift-giving God. Thanksgiving Eve, tomorrow Thanksgiving Day. Maybe you're thinking, I don't have all that much to be thankful for. This wasn't such a great year. Think of all the gifts that God has given and continues to give that we simply take for granted. Luther teaches us this way. What is daily bread? Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food and drink, clothing and shoes, house and home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband, a devout wife, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors. And because when we count our blessings, we can never have a complete list. Luther says, and the like, things like these, etc., etc., etc. My friends, tonight, here in God's house, we enter His gates with thanksgiving. Why? Because God has given us everything we need to support this body and life. Why? Because God has given us His Son, Jesus, to pay for all of our sins. Why? Because God has given us the Holy Spirit, called us to faith in the waters of holy baptism, continues to feed us as we hear His word and eat and drink His very body and blood. This Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is good. His steadfast love, His mercy, His grace, His faithfulness, His compassion endures forever. His faithfulness to all generations, it will never run out. What is God's faithfulness? It means He keeps His promises. We live in a world where people stretch the truth, where people tell bold-faced lies, where people have good intentions. And so we've become very cynical. My friends, even for those lies, mistruths, good intentions not followed through, and our lack of thankfulness, Christ Jesus has bled and died. He says, "My son, my daughter, your sins are forgiven." And His faithfulness, His truthfulness, His love, His mercy washes over all our sin and endures forever and ever and ever. So go ahead and ask, what are you thankful for this year? Go ahead, count your blessings one by one. But remember, we cannot receive unless there is a giver. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our gift-giving God, is worthy of our love, our worship, our adoration, our praise, and our thanksgiving. Now and forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our thankfulness in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We continue now with our confession of faith. This evening we confess the Nicene Creed, page 158. Please stand as you're able.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I look for the resurrection.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For grateful hearts, that we may acknowledge his goodness to our nation and the riches of his mercy upon all people. And for hearts made wise by the Spirit to use his gifts faithfully and for his glory, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the good fruits of the earth, by which we are fed and nourished, and for generosity, that we may share the bounty of God's mercy with all those in need. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church and all God's people, that the Lord may work in us the miracle of his grace and teach us to delight in all that is good while rejecting all that is evil. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all pastors and church workers, for those preparing for church work, and for those considering church work vocations, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the homes in which God's people dwell, that they may be places of blessing and love, for husbands and wives and their vows of faithfulness to one another, and for the children God has given to their care, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who care for the sick, for the sick, for the dying, for those who mourn, and for those in our last days, that the Lord may lead them through death to everlasting life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For an end to wars and violence, for the servicemen and women who preserve the peace, for the government and those who lead us, and for the cause of justice among the nations, and for all those who are oppressed, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For hope to sustain the weary, for a generous spirit to support the poor and hungry, and for an end to all jealousy and strife among people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For steadfastness in trial, for strength to resist temptation, for courage amid persecution, and for joy to sustain us through all the tests and trials of this mortal life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
for a willing heart to confess the mystery of Christ's presence in his Holy Supper, for faith to receive his gifts and commune worthily, and for the work of the Spirit, that we may manifest the unity of the Spirit in the bond of love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. Again, welcome in the name of Jesus, God's greatest gift of all. At this time, we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship tonight. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a gift-giving God, whose gifts never run out, whose faithfulness endures forever, would be your peace and joy tonight and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
Continue in the offertory on page 159. What shall I render to the Lord? Please stand.
Give thanks to the Lord our God.
Thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin.
Bye.
Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We stand and sing. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated for our closing hymn, 894, For the Fruits of His Creation. Thanks be to God for all the gifts that he gives and continues to shower down upon us and all creation. Encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd news and notes. They're already done for the weekend. All the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead are listed there. We will have another Thanksgiving service tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Not a lot of churches in Lincoln have church on Thanksgiving Day anymore. So if you know somebody looking for a service, you can steer them this way or have them tune into the radio. The service will be live tomorrow on KNNA 95.7. And we're thankful for that ministry and that opportunity as well. No midweek, no Bible study after church tonight. No Lifelight tomorrow afternoon. We'll be back on our regular schedule then next week. Sunday's beginning of the new church year, first Sunday in Advent. Next Wednesday will be our first of three Advent Wednesdays. The first two will be a regular worship service, and the third one will be our children's Christmas program. And we're excited about that opportunity. Last year was the first time we did that on a Wednesday night during Advent, and it was very, very well received. So we're looking forward to that again. Pastor Moline and family are on vacation, and we pray for safe travel for them. They'll be back for the weekend. Vicar, anything else? All right. Have a great day and week in the Lord, and blessed Thanksgiving to all of you.